ಓಮಜ್ಞಾನತಮ ರಂಧಸಿಂಹಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುಃವನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ನಮಃ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದೀ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯದೇಶತಾರಿಣೇ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಶಾಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಸೋಷಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಆಫನ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಮೈಟ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಯು, ಯು ಆರ್ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಯಿಂಗ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಡ್ಯಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್, ಸೊ ಯು ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಗಾಡ್ 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 ಆಲ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್. ಆಲ್ ಓವರ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್. ಹಿ ಆರ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್, ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ಫುಡ್, ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ಕ್ಲೋದಿಂಗ್, ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟ್ಯೂಷನ್, ದೇ ವಾಂಟ್ ಅ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಟು ಲಿವ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಡಿಸೀಸಸ್. ಸೊ ವೈ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಯು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಕಲಿ ಡೂ ಸಮ್ ಸೋಷಲ್ ಸರ್ವೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ವೆಲ್ಫೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್? ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಯೂಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡ್ಯಾನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಂಗ್ ಸಚ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಸ್? ವೈ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಕಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ವೆಲ್ಫೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್? ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಗುಡ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್. ಯು ಸಿ, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಜನಸ್ಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾತ್ ವಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ ದೈವಾತ್ ಅಧರ್ಮಶೀಲಸ್ಯ ಸುದುಃಖಿತಸ್ಯ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಾಯೇಹ ಚರಂತಿ ನೂನಂ ಭೂತಾನಿ ಭವ್ಯಾನಿ ಜನಾರ್ಧನಸ್ಯ. ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಬೈ ವಿದುರ ಟು ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ. ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಜನಸ್ಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾತ್ ವಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ, ತ್ರೀ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾತ್ ವಿಮುಖಸ್ಯ, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟರ್ನ್ ದರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಧರ್ಮಶೀಲಸ್ಯ, ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅಧರ್ಮಶೀಲ, ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಕಮಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಸಿನ್ಫುಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸುದುಃಖಿತಸ್ಯ, ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಟೆರಿಬ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ ಇಸ್ ಟರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ ಇಸ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ದಟ್ ಅಧರ್ಮಶೀಲತ ಕಮ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸಿನ್ಫುಲ್. ಥರ್ಡ್ಲಿ ಸುದುಃಖಿತಸ್ಯ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಚ್ ದೇ ಸಫರ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಸಫರ್, ದೇ ಸಫರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಿನ್ಫುಲ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಸಿನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಡಿಸೊಬಿಡಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಗಾಡ್, ವೆರಿ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ಡೆಫಿನೇಷನ್. ಗಾಡ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಡೂ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಡೋಂಟ್ ಡೂ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಬ್ರೇಕ್, ದೆನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸಿನ್ಫುಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಸಫರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ನಾವು ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಗೋಲ್ ಇನ್ ಲೈಫ್? ಎಸ್, ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ದ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಪೀಪಲ್, ಬಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ನೋ ಹೌ ಟು ಡೂ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಈವನ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ದಮ್, ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ನೋ ದ ರೈಟ್ ಮೆಥಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ದಮ್. ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಟೈಫಾಯ್ಡ್, 21 days ಫೀವರ್. ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಹಂಗ್ರಿ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಗಿವ್ ಮೀ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಪಕೋಡಾ, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಬಜ್ಜಿ, ಆರ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಪುರೀಸ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಮೇಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗಿವ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ವಿಲ್ ವಿ ಬಿ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ದ್ಯಾಮ್? ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದಮ್ ಸಫರ್ ಇವನ್ ಮೋರ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ನೋ ಹೌ ಟು ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ದ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಪೀಪಲ್. ದ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಸೇ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪೀಪಲ್ ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಅನ್ಕ್ಲೀನ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ವೆನ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ಲೀನ್ಡ್, ಆಲ್ ದ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಅವೇ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಿಕ್ ಡಯಾಗ್ನೋಸಿಸ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಲೈಫ್ ಪರ್ಸನಲಿ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ರೂ. ಹೌ? ಲೈಕ್ ಐ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಅ ಬೆಗರ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಅ ಬ್ರೋಕನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೆಗ್. ಐ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಸಮ್ ಪಾಕೆಟ್ ಮನಿ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್. ಬಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ 6 months ಐ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಡೇ ವಾಸ್ ಸ್ಮೋಕಿಂಗ್. ವೆನ್ ಐ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಹಿಮ್, ಹಿ ಸೆಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಗೆಟ್ ಮೋರ್ ಮನಿ, ಮೋರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ 50 rupees ಆರ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್, ಐ ಸ್ಮೋಕ್. ವೆನ್ ಐ ಗೆಟ್ ಮೋರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ 100 rupees ಐ ಡ್ರಿಂಕ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಹಿ ಸೆಡ್. ದೆನ್ ಐ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ಡ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಮನಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ಮನಿ ಫಾರ್ ರಾಂಗ್ ಪರ್ಪಸಸ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೈ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ಕ್ಲೀನ್. ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಮನಿ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಯಾ, ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ಇಫ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅ ಥೀಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಜಂಪ್ಸ್ ಓವರ್ ದ ವಾಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಹೌಸ್ ಟು ಲೂಟ್ ದ ಹೌಸ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಬ್ರೇಕ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೆಗ್ ಆರ್ ಬಿಟನ್ ಬೈ ಅ ಡಾಗ್, Then police may come to capture him and he may be taken to hospital also. But if the house people take him to hospital and treat him, he may be thankful to them. Probably he may think, I will not steal in their house, but I'll steal in the neighborhood house. Which means that stealing propensity is not gone, which is actually a sinful propensity. He is again going to continue as a thief once his leg becomes all right. So, in this world, we may try to help people, but because of the sinful propensity, they are not going to truly benefit. Like we find in Bangalore and other cities, they found a lot of slums in the city, middle of the city. They removed all the slums and made nice houses and gave the poor people. You live in one room, we are giving you all facilities. But what did those people do? They left those places giving it for rent to somebody, and again they made slums in other places. Because they are conditioned to living in slums and making money for what? For drinking liquor and smoking cigarettes. In this way, because their heart is not clean, they are going to misuse the money given to them and also cause nuisance for other people also. So, every living being in this world is like a child of God. You know that very well. We are all Atma. If the Atma has to become happy, he is suffering in this world, he is a child of God, you should send him back to God. Once Srila Prabhupada told a story to a rich man in Pune who asked him, why don't you do social service? Prabhupada told him, imagine a Tata or Birla, such a rich man's child is wandering in the road with tattered clothes and is weeping in search of the father. Prabhupada asked him, what will you do with him? You can give him food, still he is crying. You give him some medicine, still he is crying. You give him a new cloth to wear, still he is crying. So what does he want? If a fourth man picks up the child and takes him to his father, Tata or Birla, and puts him in touch with his parents, then the child will be happy. Is it not true? So, if you were to offer some facility to the child, what would you offer? Would you give him only food, or medicine, or clothing, or take him back to his father? Those who pick up the children of God and connect them back to the eternal Father God, they are the greatest well-wishers. And that's what we are doing in this moment. We are teaching people to chant Hare Krishna, to clean their hearts. And when the hearts are cleaned, people become happy very, very much here itself. And with a clean heart, they don't do sinful activities. So they have no more suffering, which will follow. Plus, we also teach them knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. They come to know who is my eternal Father, Krishna, God. And they have got an idea now, how to get connected to Him and go back to Him. In fact, our India has such a great culture that I remember in our homes, morning my mother would cook food and Sarvam Sri Krishna Arpanamastu, she would offer it to Krishna and ask me to go and put some rice on the top of the roof of the house for the crows. And the crows would come and eat and go away. Then my mother would ask me, did the crows eat? I would say yes, yes. And then some beggar at the door would be battering, we'd give him some food to eat, and then we would eat our daily food. This was the system. Imagine 120 crore population of India, if everybody has this giving habit, will there be any hunger in anybody? Will there be any poverty in India? Think about it. When I was in Radha Govind Mandir, I saw people, thousands of people come for darshan of Krishna in the morning. 3,000-4,000 people come at 5 o'clock in the morning. So when I was circumambulating doing pradakshina, people were all in a giving mood. Because when you come to temple, the sadbhavana arises. Pure feelings arise in the heart. I want to give. And people give, you know, rock candy. People give peda. People give bundi. When I went around a few times and I kept eating whatever they gave me, my breakfast was over by that. So in this way, if everybody has a giving habit, where is scarcity, tell me? And in modern times, people are talking, why don't we serve the poor? This is actually duty of the king. The king cannot allow anybody to be a beggar in his country. He should provide from the taxes he collects from the people, he is supposed to provide for everybody. Plus, all the people do dana dharma in our Vedic times. People always give, everybody cooks at home and gives to beggars, visitors, guests, and then only they eat. And this is our Vedic culture. Vedic culture is giving culture. And the modern culture has become grabbing culture. And hence the problem. When everybody is in a giving mood in any country, then the people won't suffer at all. Everybody will be very happy. Food, clothing, shelter, all these things are given to people along with all the devotional activities. For instance, Lord Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill. And later when he kept the hill down, he told all the Vajibhasis, now you worship Govardhan hill and you all circumambulate with cows and calves. And then all this prasad, he said, distribute to whom? To chandalas, who are dog eaters. And also to brahmanas. And also to all other people. Distributed. This is the beauty of our glorious culture of our country, India. You will find that in every temple, they distribute prasadam. In our temple also, in Pune, anybody can come any time of the day and accept a big leaf cup full of khichdi, hot khichdi. And there is no limit. You can have unlimited, as many cups as you want. Imagine if any beggar is saying, I'm not getting my food, come to our temple. Take the food, we are ready to supply. So, in God's kingdom, there is no scarcity. Scarcity is created by greedy people who are accumulating and grabbing God's money and filling up their pockets. Clean their heart, they will release that money. Then everybody will be happy. So our program is a cleaning heart program. One time Menaka Gandhi was in a flight where my Guru Maharaj also was in the same flight. So she asked him, Swamiji, I am working for environment. You know that she was an environmental minister. What are you, Swami, is doing for the environment? She asked him. Maharaj smiled and told her, you are working for external environment and we are working for internal environment, he said. Because when kama, krodha, lobha, moha, matsarya, madha and all these things are cleansed, then the outside also, the world will become automatically cleansed. Because the living beings are greedy to grab God's property and misuse it and exploit it, that is why there are so many problems of noise pollution, air pollution, water pollution, mind pollution and everything. When we clean our heart, the whole world will become a wonderful place like Vaikuntha, like spiritual world. So we are very confident that by creating some healing cells like all of you in this society, we will spread the healing cells more and more. And by this, all the wealth which actually belongs to Krishna will be used for the right purposes, and there will be no poverty, there will be no scarcity, and everybody can lead a life happily with Krishna in the center. When Krishna is in the center, there is no confusion, there is no problems. For example, you have a compass. With one compass center, you can draw many concentric circles of increasing radius. They will never clash. But if you change the center and draw many circles separately, they will only clash, all of them. Similarly, in our observation, we can see in this world that all the problems come because of people becoming selfish, putting themselves in the center and working for their own happiness and ignoring God's laws, ignoring nature's laws and breaking those laws of God and nature, and bringing trouble to themselves and bringing trouble to others also. So, the social service is a subset of God's service in the Vedic times. As I told you, if you go to any temple, they give prasad to everybody. And everybody is made happy. And people can take part in darshan of the Lord. People can take part in singing, chanting, dancing, and they eat prasad also. And if we do only social service and we forget about God, then that would be like saving the coat of a drowning man who is drowning in the water. Imagine if a jamindar is drowning in water, will you save his coat or will you save the person? So our body is like just a coat only for the soul. Soul is a real person. So do you want to save the soul or you want to only save the body? Because if a person is in the jail, you ask him, what do you want? If he's feeling very cold, you give him some blanket. If he's saying that, I want hot water in the morning, give him hot water. I want a mosquito net. He says, give him a mosquito net. So he will just stay in the jail, and you ask him to come out after 3 months, he will not come out at all. He will say, I'm quite happy in the jail. Is it not true? Similarly, in the material world, if you only give the material commodities to people, they may accept those things, and they may never want to go back to God, or they may never want to clean the heart. So in this way, it will be a very temporary service that is short-lived. Somebody had an eye problem. You have eye camp and you cure their eyes. Then they break their hands. Then you can have a hand camp. They break their legs. You have a leg camp. Then they have a brain tumor. You have a brain tumor camp. Then they got some heart problem, heart attack. You have a heart camp. And by the time you keep repairing different parts of the body, they will die only. So this body is a perishable thing. It will die off one day, but the soul is imperishable. So if you take care of the soul and cleanse the heart of the people, they will go back to God. And God, being the Supreme Father, can give them thousands of dresses, thousands of varieties of food, and everlasting happiness in spiritual sky. And that is our program. We focus on the soul by giving the wisdom to the people. Along with that, like you all are coming for a program, we don't just give you knowledge and send you back. We also give you prasadam. And when you join one of our youth centers, then you are also given emotional caring and support. You are given support for your education also. You are given a locker to keep your belongings. So whatever is necessary is provided for you, physical, emotional, intellectual, spiritual. All needs are provided. In the same manner, in the society also, we should establish temples which will be like beacon lights or like lighthouses to enlighten all the people, educated people, wealthy people, intelligent people, and elevate their consciousness by cleaning their hearts, by giving them chanting of Hare Krishna, studying the scriptures, and the result will be, then everybody will release their pockets naturally and will take care of all the other people. But if we get into the program of only feeding the hungry bellies of people, today you feed food, tomorrow they will be hungry. 1 week you feed them food, next week they will be hungry. Give them a job, they'll be happy for a year or two, then they'll compare their salary with others, they'll become more greedy because the heart is not clean. In this way, they will never be satisfied only with social service. On the other hand, you give them Krishna, when you have Krishna, you have everything. When their heart becomes filled with devotion, devotional attitude, and they're chanting Hare Krishna, and they give up all sinful activities, and Krishna himself takes charge of making them happy. So in this way, they can live happily now and happy forever. This is the Vedic program that is given. But modern day man has come up with his own idea of social service that is cut off from God's service. This can never make people happy. I'll tell you a very simple example. There are people who are great lovers of dogs in the West. But one such lady who was a lover of dog saw the dog had a very small rope tied to a pole. She sued the man in the court and he had to pay a big fortune as fine. But the same lady, when she went home, she was eating an eel, which is tender calf. So evening when she spoke on the radio, one man asked her, "Madam, morning you protected the dog by suing the man. What did you eat for your breakfast?" So she said, "I ate eel. I ate this tender calf." So in the radio question and session, a man asked her, "You are protecting dog, but you are killing a calf. What kind of justice is that?" And she couldn't answer. Because if people only are lovers of dogs, they may not love calves or chicken and others. Or some people may love human beings, but they don't love animals. But if you become a lover of Krishna, God, you love all creatures. And you hate none. You'll be able to offer respect and love for every creature. You all know Mrigari. He was a great killer of animals. But when he chanted Hare Krishna mantra, the result was he didn't want to cause harm even to a tiny ant. Just see. So you love God, you can love all. But if you don't love God, then our love is going to be compartmentalized. I love only Indians. I love only Pakistanis. I love only Americans. It's compartmentalized love, incomplete love. But when we love Krishna, it's like a master switch. put in the master switch, everything gets on. Lights, fridge, fan, everything gets on. So, in this way, we should teach people to learn to love God so they can love all creatures who are His children. Number two, we should teach people to clean their hearts by chanting the holy name. And when they clean their hearts, they will give up all sinful activities. And as soon as we give up sinful activities, we become relieved and peaceful also. And thirdly, we should distribute the knowledge of the scriptures. It's not that we are hard-hearted people. We don't give any prasad to anybody. Even while going in the car, people batter the door and we give them cookies and other things. But we make them chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna and eat this cookie. In this way, we can give some prasad combined with the holy name so that their heart also gets purified and they get the food also. In this way, Krishna consciousness should be given sufficient importance in distributing the welfare to the people. Then it will be complete love. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.